What is the main objective of this international conference, and what are the main topics discussed at the event?
Well, this year is very important for forestry because, as you know, this is the year when the high-level political forum will review, among others, SDG 15, which is the major goal where forestry is discussed. And we would like to recognize this by this conference, and also the fact that in this year the United Nations Forum on Forests will discuss the progress towards the SDGs and will discuss the progress towards achieving the global goals on forests that was adopted by the United Nations General Assembly 2 years ago. So major policy-level discussions will take place, and we would like to provide a contribution to those discussions, highlighting a couple of issues that are crucial to move forward in the implementation of the Sustainable Development Goals in the area of forests. What we would like to do here is really to look at the key challenges, the key objectives that need to be achieved, and recognize also that the problems or the challenges in the forest sector oftentimes have their roots outside the sector, because forests are embedded in a political and a physical environment. So we need to be mindful of this environment and find the solutions for collaborating with a high number of partners to address these challenges and find the solutions for them.
Could you elaborate more on the theme working across sectors to halt deforestation and increase forest area from aspiration to action?
I would like to highlight two concepts in this title. One is the working across sectors, and then the other one is the move from aspiration to action. Both are particularly important, and in particular on the latter case, the international community has been very successful in identifying actions to be taken, so it has been very successful in telling the what. But what we are looking for in this conference is finding answers to the question of how, because the objectives are already set, the goals are already set, but how we can get there, this is very important, and this is a question that is still a continued challenge. So this is why we would like to welcome to this conference participants from all walks of life, not only foresters, but experts from agriculture, from commodities, from finance, from technology, for climate change, biodiversity, and so forth, and have a discussion with them on how they see the objectives, how they see the way leading to achieving those goals, and what needs to be done for these sectors, recognizing the challenges and priorities of each others, and then find integrated solutions, because seemingly and obviously this is the only way to have the SDGs ever reached.
What do you expect will come out of this event?
First and foremost, we are totally convinced that we will have an excellent discussion, and we hope that this conference will contribute largely to the mutual recognition of the need for collaboration across sectors. More precisely, we also expect well-formulated messages and ideas, concepts, and proposals to be considered first in the United Nations Forum on Forests 13th session in May, and we also hope that the forum will be in a position to elaborate further on these messages and send them or forward them to the HLPF in July this year. At the same time, we would like to take the outcome of the conference also to FAO governing bodies, first and foremost to the Committee on Forestry, which will also meet almost parallel to the HLPF in July, and through it to the FAO Council and the conference for consideration and possible further implementation.
Thank you very much for joining us, Mr. Choka.
Thank you.